Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Aaron Rodgers call it a very special night. Why, Antoine?
He was great. I mean, he's tremendous. I mean, look at what he did offensively. I mean, he was 27 for 35, 281 yards, 2 touchdowns, 0 interceptions. And not only that, I mean, just to everything that he's gone through the last 12 months or so, getting back to this point and playing at a high level and, you know, beating the Patriots 24-3 on national TV. So, yeah, for a lot of it was a special night for a lot of different reasons. But I think first and foremost, just having that home opener and just reliving that moment all over again. And just on a positive note compared to what happened last year.
The 4 snaps, right. How can anyone forget? What was the atmosphere like at MetLife for the home opener?
I think it was pretty electric. I mean, I think people were excited, especially, you know, considering the Jets squeaked out a victory against the Titans last week there. And then obviously you got, you know, the Patriots on the short week there on Thursday Night Football in front of a million. So I think definitely, you know, people were excited to be out there. It was a great atmosphere, especially introductions and a lot of electricity for Aaron Rodgers, too, especially considering, you know, the Jets ended up scoring 3 offensive touchdowns for the third consecutive week. And, you know, the fans were chanting his name in the third quarter and also the fourth quarter. They were just saying Aaron Rodgers. And it's something that, you know, I think a lot of fans are just have an abundance of excitement just to see what this offense and this team can go this season.
There are a lot of different numbers we could highlight to point out the dominance for the Jets in this game over the Patriots. What are a couple of elements, though, that you think underscore how well New York played tonight?
I think the sacks, I mean, they were, I never really seen a Robert Saleh team pressure as much as what they did, especially using the blitz there. Typically, they rely on just using their front four to get pressure on opposing quarterbacks. But, you know, with no Jermaine Johnson, obviously, there's some Hassan Reddick situation there, you know, a little bit limited as far as pass rush. So they kind of use Quincy Williams. They use Jimmy Sherwood. They use some blitzes for the safeties. Chuck Clark even had a set. So I think, you know, everybody wants to talk about Aaron and the offense and, you know, deservingly so. I thought they did a really good job. But I think the defense was really just the star of the game and, you know, just underscored what they were able to do, especially considering they limited Lamondre Stevenson to 23 yards rushing and also Antonio Gibson only had 29, especially considering the Patriots. That's really bread and butter just to run the football, and I think the Jets did a really solid job just containing that, only holding New England to 78 yards rushing.
Not only the 7 sacks, but 15 other quarterback hits. Both Jacoby Brissett and Drake May were bottled up a good portion of the night.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. I mean, neither one of those guys threw over 100 yards. I mean, combined, they threw for 120 yards, but Brissett only had 98 yards passing, and, you know, Drake May came in and cleaned it up in the fourth quarter and only had 22, so.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off. When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
Yeah, they definitely gave those guys fits throughout the whole night. And you tell that was the game plan, getting pressure on those guys and trying to limit the run. And, you know, it worked definitely for the night.
Antoine Staley is fresh off Thursday Night Football at MetLife Stadium, covers the Jets for the New York Daily News, and is with us after hours with Amy Lawrence. I know it's not Bill Belichick's Patriots anymore, but how big for the Jets to get this monkey off their backs?
Well, it's big because now they've won two consecutive games against the Patriots in the series, and I think it's huge. I mean, it's the first time it's happened since 2001 when they won three straight in the rivalry, and that was Bill Belichick's first going into his second year, and then that just shows you how much dominance Bill Belichick and the Patriots had over the Jets throughout their tenure, and they hadn't won consecutive games in the series since then. So just to be able to, you know, Aaron Rodgers talked about it earlier in the week, to kind of put their stamp on the rivalry, there's still some work to be done in order to do that. Considering the Patriots won 15 consecutive games against the Jets, but now you kind of see the tide starting to turn a little bit. The Patriots are rebuilding. The Jets feel like they're close to, you know, contending for a championship, and the Jets did exactly what they had to do to a team that's beneath them on a talent level. So, yeah, I think it was all in all a good night for them. Probably left some points out there on the board, but, you know, you can't complain about a 21-point win at all.
How close are Aaron Rodgers and Garrett Wilson to really making that connection and finding a rhythm that's consistent?
Yeah, I think you're starting to see just peaks and valleys of it, too. I mean, they connected five times tonight, but yeah, they had some off moments, too. I know it was a pass that was kind of behind Garrett, too, as well. Just, you know, it's going to take some time to get that chemistry down. I think, you know, you kind of saw it a little bit in the Tennessee Titans game when he was able to get the ball to Garrett, too. Now I think opposing defenses are keen on Garrett Wilson, and I think it's going to be interesting to see just kind of how, you know, the Jets and also Aaron just kind of handles that moving forward, too, especially considering, you know, that's his main target and teams want to take that away from him. And I think, you know, you kind of saw it with the Titans game, definitely saw it in San Francisco a little bit there. Did see some elements there trying to get Garrett the ball a little bit against the Patriots, but, you know, I think they, all in all, they tried to do a good job just kind of containing him as much as possible. He only had 5 catches for 33 yards, but I expect the chemistry to continue to grow throughout the year.
We know that Breece Hall can be an incredible weapon in the backfield, but we've now also seen Braylon Allen, not just with the 2 touchdowns last week, but getting some real good work again tonight. What's his role supposed to be with the team?
Well, I think it's good to have like 2 running backs and Braylon Allen and Breece Hall there. Just kind of, you know, good. Braylon Allen's a good short yardage back and also can take some pressure off of him, off of Hall. And, you know, also Braylon Allen can catch the ball at the backfield, as people saw in the Titans game where he caught that touchdown. So, yeah, he can do it all. He's a do it all running back. I think he would start on, you know, a few teams in the league, including the Giants right now, if they are able to have him. But, you know, right now, you know, he's the second back to Breece Hall, and I definitely think he'll be a good compliment for them. And, you know, the Jets as a whole end up gaining 133 yards on the ground, and I think they're going to continue to use this two-headed attack to take some pressure off Aaron in the passing game.
What tells you that Aaron Rodgers is all the way back?
It's not even just the throwing, because I think when he's 70 or 80 years old, I think he's going to be able to throw. It's just about can he move? Can he move well? And I think we kind of saw that tonight in spurts, too. I mean, he ran the ball, you know, only 3 times for 18 yards, but it's just kind of the way he was moving in and out of the pocket, you know, scrambles, also passing, his passing plays, getting, you know, some receivers more time to get open from defenders there. And I think that's kind of that old vintage Aaron Rodgers that we kind of saw with the Packers. He's never going to be the same mobility-wise, because, one, he's 40, and 2, coming off an Achilles injury. But I definitely think we're seeing signs that he's close, as close as he's going to be. And it also more confident. I think he's more confident in what he was against the 49ers and also against the Titans. And I definitely think they showed tonight.
Jets beat writer Antoine Staley with us here after hours with Amy Lawrence. So how quickly in the postgame press conference did the question come up of that exchange between Rodgers and Robert Saleh on the sidelines after the touchdown?
Pretty quick. They talked about just getting up by 2 scores, and Aaron also joked about how Robert Saleh is not a hugger. And he, you know, it seemed like Saleh was going in for the hug. It seemed like Aaron was going, like, I don't know who was going in for the hug, but, you know, Aaron ended up saying 2 scores. And that's, they've made an emphasis of trying to get up 2 scores and just kind of let their defense pin their ears back and, you know, get after the quarterback. And that's what you saw tonight, getting 7 sacks and playing with the lead, something that the Jets have, defense has not been able to play with the last couple of years regularly. And, you know, to have a guy like Aaron Rodgers can get you up, you know, by multiple scores there, it's going to be, you know, definitely dangerous for the rest of the teams in the league.
What is the latest update on Hassan Reddick?
None. Basically, it's kind of the same thing. Like, we're kind of in limbo there. Hassan, you know, the Jets don't want to give him a new contract or, you know, until he shows up in the building. Hassan Reddick doesn't want to show up until he gets a new contract. So we're just kind of at a stalemate, and we're going to see who blinks first there. With Jermaine Johnson going down, they're going to have to do something on the D line there. Will McDonald's been out of this world. You know, he has to admit there. I mean, he's had 5.5 sacks in the last 2 games. So I think he's played really, really well. It's been a revelation there. If anything, it's kind of a blessing in disguise after, you know, the injury, obviously. Jermaine, nobody wants to see that, but Will stepping up, I definitely think, you know, that's a bright spot in all of this. But they would love to have Hassan Reddick on the other side of that, and that would definitely take some pressure off Quentin Williams and also Will McDonald. But it's nothing new to report on that end, and I don't expect it will be in the coming days either.
Where do they miss Jermaine Johnson the most?
Just having that consistent pass rush, I think it's somebody that, if you would have had a Will McDonald that's also emerging like the way that he did, and also have Jermaine Johnson and, you know, also Quentin Williams, who's also a menace as far as getting pressure on the quarterback there, that's where you miss too. And also, I talked to some of the players in the locker room. They say, you know, despite him being 25, 26 years old, Jermaine Johnson is a leader in that locker room. And I think, you know, just missing his leadership and the way that he, you know, rouses up the defense there. He is a quiet guy, but he's definitely an inspiration for a lot of even the veteran guys in the locker room. I know Tat McKinley talked about that with me, speaking to him throughout the course of the week there. But, yeah, they miss him in a lot of different levels. But most importantly, like, just the, being the consistent pass rusher that he is, he'll definitely be sorely missed. And now somebody else is going to have to pick up the slack. And it seems like Will McDonald is taking that to heart and having a tremendous couple of weeks there.
Looking ahead to the schedule, it's Denver in week number 4. What type of team on their schedule will give them the most trouble?
I think Minnesota and Buffalo are going to be very interesting. The teams they play in October, like, we're going to really learn about this team there. Minnesota is better than I think a lot of people expected. I mean, they beat up on the 49er teams that the Jets could not. Buffalo, I think, is playing at a high level, one of the best teams in the AFC there. I mean, sandwiches between that, you got Pittsburgh and another matchup with New England. Pittsburgh is leading their division right now with Justin Fields, and they have equally as good of a defense as the Jets do. And then you got the Texans on Halloween at the end of October. So, yeah, I think all of those teams are going to be formidable opponents there, and we're going to see how good if this Jets team is really contenders in the AFC. I think, you know, the way that they played at least tonight, I definitely show they could be a playoff team there, but they're also going to have to show the maturity to beat the teams that they're supposed to beat. They beat New England. Let's see now, can they go out and beat a Denver team that's, you know, doesn't have as much talent as them and also starting a rookie quarterback in Bo Nix.
Any chatter at all among either the media or at the Jets facilities about Sam Darnold and the start he's had?
Not yet, but I'm sure it's coming. I'm sure multiple people will be asked about that too. But, you know, the crazy thing about that, you know, I don't know if it's too many people that are still in that locker room
right. That
was there when he was there. Maybe a little bit, but not too much. But that'll definitely come up the London week, I'm sure.
Antoine Staley, that's where you can find him online, covers the Jets and is with the New York Daily News. And we always enjoy talking to him this time after Thursday night football and the Jets off to a 2-1 start. Thanks so much for a couple of minutes postgame. I appreciate it.
All right. Thank you.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ready to expand your financial game? NerdWallet can coach you on smart strategies like choosing investments, finding your next credit card, and setting a budget that works for you. Score major points towards your summer vacation by learning expert tips for choosing a high-yield savings account and how to build wealth by investing in index funds. Slide into summer with smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app. Future you will thank you.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
All right, parents, it's back to school time, and I've got a secret for you. There's a drama-free way to make vitamins part of your kids' morning routine. Little Critters Gummy Vitamins. You see, my kids think they're just eating fun, delicious gummy bears, but little do they know, they're getting essential nutrients for their health and development.
Mom, we know they're vitamins.
As I was saying, kids absolutely love, and apparently know, these are vitamins. Little Critters is the pediatrician-recommended kids' multivitamin gummy brand, and the yummy way to start the school year.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly! Auto Parts!